In the summer of 1965, a young professor, I want to honor him, I honor him in the foreword, in the preface to this new book, Facing the Dragon, that's just coming out. Young professor by the name of Frank Bacchus, who was a University of Chicago PhD. I was in Dallas at the time studying at Southern Methodist University, and I took this course with Frank as a young pup wet behind the ears in my early 20s. And Frank lifted up this vision, this integrative vision of how you could take theoretical biology, systems theory, Jungian psychology, and Whiteheadian philosophy, and try to actually see things whole. And it was like somebody had popped LSD in my coffee. I mean, blew my mind as a young pup, and I've been pursuing that ever since. And it's taken a long time and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and money. But I haven't ever regretted it. And that's what the fruition of this, I really owe to Frank Bacchus in 1965, because he showed me a vision, and I've been working on it. Over the years, I have not only had Freudian analyses, my first book was a Freudian book. I have done extensive work, as you know, with Adler, Adlerian work. At that time, there wasn't any accessibility to Jung in Chicago. And then later I did Jungian training. So I say to people, well, I'm a Jungian not because I don't know anything else. I'm a Jungian by choice because I think it is the only psychology that has potential of being large enough to really hold the human with respect. And that does not mean I do not appreciate the contributions of other folks who have focused on much more regional concerns in psychology or research, because they all have a place. But so over the years, Catherine and I were comparing notes last night about all the different folks that we've let mess with our minds over the years, and we can compare notes on that, you know. I had an intellectual interest in comparative theories back in 65, and that has never stopped. I've taught comparative philosophy at the university level, comparative spiritual traditions, comparative psychotherapies, comparative psychoanalytic theories, comparative mythology, all these years. And so what I'm trying to offer you is some of the fruits of that before I die. Because some of you know that at my age, you begin to be very aware that time is limited. And if you're going to make your offering, you need to make it. So hence this weekend, and hopefully, as our Islamic friends say, inshallah, God willing, for a while longer here, so I can offer what I've learned. So in any case, I've had an intellectual interest in all these things, but it's also been personal interest. Again, we can compare notes about the various way we were shaped. I'll have an opportunity to do that, to give an example of the way my theory applies to me, and you can think about how it applies to you. But in any case, so this has been an existential quest as well. So let me, what I want to do is very fast take us through what I think is the journey up to where I believe we are today and need to be facing the challenge of an adequate theory for integrative psychotherapy. And I say facing the challenge of it because, you know, there's a lot of theory out there, and a lot of people are afraid of it because it is such a thick morass, you know. It's such a swamp, you know, like one of those Louisiana swamps. But I'm one of these persons that believes that you got to face the fact that all therapy is heavily theory laden. And I learned from Tillich many years ago that you may not think your therapy is theory laden. You may not have studied enough to know what theory is implicit in your actual practice, but in truth, there is either an implicit or explicit theoretical framework behind all practices in therapy. And sometimes the overt framework relates to what is actually done, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the implicit theory and a set of assumptions, as Adler would say, the assumptive world, is very unconscious to the healer. Now, this does not mean that the healer can't do a good job, because a lot of being a good healer, a practitioner of what I like to call, I think we're all practitioners of street magic to the extent that we're any good. That is to say, this is not merely some academic enterprise to us. We're down there wrestling with the forces of death that try to destroy people, and in the course of it, try to destroy us.